Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. You know, millennials have increased their footprint in the investment world. No surprise there. And there are a number of reasons for this, including the unfolding significant intergenerational transfer of wealth. There's a growing pool of young entrepreneurs who are millennials. They've got better understanding and access to investment information. And of course, focus on technology. Yeah, millennials have had the benefit of coming of age at a time when globalization, technological change, economic disruption, all this have accelerated. In fact, according to a recent study by Franklin Templeton titled Next Gen Investor Survey, the long-drawn nature of the pandemic does not appear to have dampened investor sentiment among the youth. The survey found that the majority of respondents, that's about 80%, have remained invested through the pandemic. And in addition, a further 8% of investors are considering investments over the next 12 months. So how do these findings make next-gen investors different from, say, Gen X or even the baby boomers? Well, on the line with me this morning is Clement Lee, head of retail for Singapore at Franklin Templeton. Clement, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. You know, thank you for having me on the show this Friday morning.
Interesting survey. So this is the inaugural Next Gen Investor Survey. Could you tell us more about it?
Sure. So, you know, Franklin Templeton is actually a global leader in asset management. We've been around for more than 7 decades. So that makes us, you know, effectively a baby boomer, right? So what we want to do is, you know, we commissioned a new survey because we wanted to better understand and to be able to connect with this group of next-gen investors. So next-gen investors are defined as, you know, Singaporean investors aged between 18 and 35. And we conducted a survey across 500 such participants. And as you mentioned, you know, I think millennials are extremely positive, with 1 in 2 expecting a salary increase in the next 1 year. So I think that bodes well when it comes to investor sentiment.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a while. But was there a particular reason that Franklin Templeton decided to conduct this survey during this period? During the, is it pandemic driven or just a shift in thinking?
Well, I think, you know, for the longest time, we've always, you know, had, you know, your traditional segment, right, of, you know, Gen X, baby boomers. And we felt that we really wanted to identify, you know, what are some of the needs and concerns, as well as pushbacks, you know, that this segment had when it comes to investing. And as you, you know, mentioned in your introduction, I think, you know, with the advent of the digital platforms, robo-advisories, that has really opened a whole new digital channel for next-gen investors to look at as well. Yeah, so I thought it would be interesting insights to better understand this segment as well as to see, you know, what are some of their investment habits.
So, Clement, you know, for many years, there have been comparisons drawn between the male investor and the female investor. One takes more risk than the other. But now with this survey, I'm curious, do we define investment strategies by age? I mean, you said that these next-gen investors are between 18 and 35. How are they different from the Gen X and baby boomers? I mean, are we bigger risk takers in that sense?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I guess, you know, it really depends on your life stage,
okay,
as well as, you know, deferring investment objectives. So, you know, next gen, typically young, in a very long investment horizon. So they're in what we call capital accumulation phase, right? So for most of their portfolios, they're actually overweight equities, simply because they're able to ride out, you know, the various investment cycles over the next 20, 30 years. Gen X investors are, you know, those between 41 to 56 years old. So definitely capital accumulation is still an important part, but they do have specific investment goals, such as saving for their child's university fees, you know, deposit for a car or their new home. Yeah, so, and then of course, you know, baby boomers who are between 57 to 25, very different needs again. So they are probably looking at capital accumulation or starting to plan for their retirement. They have investment portfolios that are designed to deliver sustainable income payouts as well, you know, throughout their retirement age. So I think these are some of the key differences between the next gen, the Gen X, as well as the baby boomers.
Sadly, I don't fall under next gen. That's age just catching up. This is an interesting survey. So it also found that the majority of respondents have remained invested through the pandemic. Yes, I've heard a lot of people, you know, trying to stay invested. But what's interesting is that a further 8% of investors are considering investments over the next 12 months. I mean, what do you gather from this?
Well, you know, I think Singaporean youth are pretty resilient, right? I mean, the biggest cloud hanging over our heads today is the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, but, you know, I think they're still very bullish. 9 out of 10 are still looking to invest in the next 12 months. But, you know, one of the other interesting insights from the survey was that next-gen investors have very strong saving habits. Oh. So over 80% have the habit of saving monthly, and more than half actually set aside a monthly investment expenditure. And this might be shocking to you, but the average investment amount among next-gen investors is slightly over 18,000 Singapore dollars. So we were pretty surprised. So that is a hefty chunk of change, you know, that Singaporeans are actually setting aside for their investment budget.
I mean, and let's just diving into that number. When you consider and it's quite a huge number of years, right? 18 to 35. I mean, that's a spectrum of some people sort of settling where their salary is concerned, you know, 32, 33, 34 years old sort of thing. And the young people who have, you know, just finished graduated and come out to work. 18,000 is quite a bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, just looking at some of my cousins, and I have quite a lot of cousins, many of them, you know, started, you know, investing, having an interest in investing, you know, when they start university. Sometimes some of their parents give them, hey, you know, give this 10,000, 20,000, you know, why don't you co-invest along with me, right? So sometimes it's about parents helping out and maybe starting them on the investment journey as well.
Right. I've been speaking with Clement Lee, who is head of retail for Singapore at Franklin Templeton. Clement, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.